T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Adam McKelvey. Last week, the Brewers pitching situation looked like it was in dire straits. And even after an 18-inning game on Saturday, things are a little bit back to normal, thanks specifically to Zach Davies and that outing yesterday. Brewers sweep the Mets. We talk about it as they get ready for a series with the Nationals with our insider from Brewers.com, MLB.com, Adam McKelvey. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, boys.
Oh,
isn't
Adam.
It amazing what a little starting pitching will do?
Oh, and it's awesome, man, because, it brings to the mind here. I mean, why can't this happen more? Why can't pitchers? I mean, Zach Davies went 118 pitchers. All right. Needed him to do 118 pitches, but let's see a little bit more of this. Why not?
Well, in the big picture, the why not is this idea that you don't want your guys to go a third time through the order because it's not wise to do. So they don't do it anymore. And that's why you see these 90 pitch outings where it's twice through the order and then you bullpen the rest of the way and try to get all those outs. It is refreshing to see a little taste of the way things used to be, where the guys got an opportunity to do that and to see a guy actually come through and do it. And Davies, even to get those two outs in the eighth against the lefties, he's got that good changeup. So you want it against the lefties. That was a big surprise to me to see him come back out when he's already pushing 110. It had been 2 years since somebody threw that many pitches for the Brewers. And I'd love to see it too. It was a fun, kind of a fun day at the ballpark yesterday because it was a crisp game. There weren't a ton of pitching changes and it was, a little taste of the way baseball used to be, but they don't do it anymore because, you do that over the course of a full season and they found that you more often than not lose. So they don't want to lose and that's why they don't do it.
Adam McKelvey joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, brought to you by our friends at the law offices of Thomas Morola on the web at morolalaw.com. Zach Davies has been, huge for this rotation, as we've talked about sort of the pieces that they've had to put together. And Craig Counsell, it was Friday, you and Craig had a good conversation there in the dugout about if this was expected, if they knew coming in with three young guys, if they knew this would be sort of the result and they would have to scramble a little bit. And for part of me, it's like, yeah, they did know that this could be an option, but I don't think they thought they'd have to go out and, to the free agent market and bring Gio Gonzalez back. And now we still don't know. We can speculate, but we still don't know who's going to be pitching tomorrow. Could it be, Corbin Burns just pitched. It could be Freddie again. Could be this Birch Smith. So they expected this, Adam, but I can't imagine they expected it to this level that they've really had to plug these holes on the ship.
No, I don't think they did. It's kind of the idea of a calculated risk, I think, that they felt like it was time for these young guys to pitch. Mark Attanasio was the one who talked about that when we asked him in L.A. about the decision to go with the three young guys. And remember when he said he had a little bit of trepidation about going with three of the five being unproven pitchers. But he said Counsell was among those who sort of, raised the point that to succeed in where they are at as a team and where they invested their resources on the offensive side this past offseason, they are a club that needs to take some calculated risks with the pitching. And I think the point that Counsell has made now in the wake of that, even after they've removed Corbin Burns. I think in a perfect world, they removed Freddie Peralta. I don't know if they'll be able to do that now because of all the other stuff going on. I think Freddie might pitch tomorrow. They still feel like these guys are going to be, are going to help them this year, even after all this stuff has transpired. And you saw Corbin Burns pitch some big innings in that 18 inning game. I think what counsel would say if he were on the line right now is that they haven't given up on those guys just because they've made moves to kind of try to stabilize things. They still feel like that there's good innings from those guys coming as starting pitchers. So I don't think we can close the book on those guys. I think they made moves in the short term because there was just too much going. There was too much instability in too many spots, and they needed to kind of simmer things down a little bit. Gio Gonzalez has done a good job of that. Zach Davies has been huge. Jolie Chacin, to give him six scoreless last time against the Rockies. He's on the mound again tonight. That was big. You need your opening day guy to act like an opening day guy. When you have stability in those other positions, I think you can go, you know, you can use those young guys again. And I just don't think we've seen the last of the young pitchers, even if they've made some moves here in the short term.
You know, the pitching is going to get a lot of credit. I mean, from our end, now the Mets, you look at the Mets, and they're just saying, man, we can't hit the baseball. We're struggling offensively. Yeah. And they're, you know, there's talk about them firing the manager. So the Brewers just basically took a team town that wasn't hitting the ball anyway.
Yeah, I mean, look, the game before they came to town, it was Noah Syndergaard won 1-0 and hit the homer.
Yeah.
So they came in not really swinging bats, and the Brewers kept them there, and that's what you have to do. You know, it's all about when you catch teams. And look, that's something that's come up a little bit. Ryan Braun brought this up the other day. That's probably part of the Brewers story as well, is that we all knew, remember we talked about in the offseason coming in, the early start and how what a challenge it looked like on paper for the Brewers in April and early May, all those games against the Cardinals, all those games against the Dodgers. And that stretch of the schedule turned out to be just as tough as sort of we thought it looked on paper. And, you know, Chuck, I know you've said, we've talked about this, and you're right, that if you're going to be a good team, a championship caliber team, you got to win those games. And I totally agree. But, I think when we sit here now going into another big series, they're above water. So they've kind of kept their heads bobbing at the surface. They're trying to clear this really early, tough early season schedule, get into the season a little bit, a little pitching stability would help, and then see where they go from there. So I think if you kind of take a step back away from the day-to-day, away from the pitching struggles that we've watched until the last couple of days, and just look at the raw record, they're doing all right now. And they're certainly not playing their best baseball. There certainly is a ton of room for improvement.
I'd like to, as we talk to Adam McKelvey here, Brewers.com, MLB.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Adam McKelvey. I'd like to, Chuck, if it's not a big deal, I'd like to have a trade deadline question.
Sure.
I'd like to ask something about the trade deadline coming up. If it's not too early, I'd like to do
that. Well, it's a little early, but I mean, hey, let's do it.
So we'll look ahead, because I think for me it's been pitching, because this team was built to be this offensive juggernaut. But you've got guys, Jesus had a couple home runs this week, still struggling. Travis Shaw, I know everybody's confident he'll figure it out, has still been struggling. Arcia, who is great in the field, but I mean, I don't know how, you know, with the shifting, his value almost decreases a little bit out there if he's playing shallow right sometimes. I mean, you could be looking at a situation where adding a bat is more important than adding an arm.
I'd be surprised if that were the case, because I think if they add a bat, there's a certain prospect that a fan or two has asked me about in the last couple of weeks that would be called up first. And because you have the flexibility with Shaw and Moustakas both playing third base, that could open second base in this particular player. I don't know if people know this, but Keston Hira does play second base. So,
Well, why don't they call him up now then?
Oh, what a great question. That's a really good idea, and I'm shocked that nobody else has thought of that. Look, we're still probably in that Super 2 territory, so that is one of the factors. And the other factor, and I, you know, look, I asked for great counsel again, because we're past the 100 at bat mark now. And when you ask about a player, you guys have heard counsel say this before games, and you get the answer about it's early and patience and sticking with a guy. It's after 100 at bats that it becomes a lot fairer to ask those questions. Well, we're there. Travis Shaw is really struggling. And I don't know when the time is that they run out of patience there. You know, it's 63 homers over the last 2 years, really solid offensive production each of the last 2 years, solid defense, so much so that when they re-signed Mike Moustakas, they wanted to keep Shaw at third. His defense has largely not been impacted by his struggles at the plate. And for all of those reasons, they are, Craig Counsell said, we're going to keep playing him. So I don't know where that line is, where it's too much. And when you have a better, you know, another option, I don't even want to say better, just another option to put in there to give a chance to hit a little more than Travis Shaw. But they're not there yet. And we're also not at that, you know, it'll be late May before you are clear of the risk of Super 2 for a call up like Keston Hira. So then the, you know, then there's no reason not to do it financially either. So they're going to continue. They're going to continue to give him opportunities, and you know, where that ends. Look, I can't tell you. I mean, there's no answer. It's based on the eyeball test and the circumstances of what else you have going on in the organization. So that's a very roundabout way of saying I think that it, you know, their answer offensively are probably more within the organization than outside. And I still think as we get towards the deadline, where they're going to be looking is the pitching department, and try to, again, you know, last year bringing in Soria, for example, and other guys, try to kind of build another super bullpen for Counsell via trade. I think that's more likely.
Boy, Ryan Braun had a great game on Saturday night. You know what I liked? Braun was back in the lineup on Sunday, and the Brewers it was shocking that he was in the lineup. I did not expect him to play.
It was a throwback Sunday, you know?
It was. I mean, he played every day. He played Sunday after the long day on Saturday. I thought for sure Braun's going to have off for the next 3 weeks. And he was back in. He was back in the game, man. And not only that, you know, the Mets, I thought, went with a watered-down lineup, but the Brewers didn't.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. I was surprised to see that myself. I'll say there was one at-bat where he was moving a little slow down the line. So I hope everything's all right there. But that game Saturday night, I mean, that's one of those that, when we sit there 10 years from now, we're going to be sitting in that press box and there'll be an extra inning game and someone will say something and we'll go, oh my God, you remember that 18 inning game where Braun had 6 hits and the rest of the team had 5? To me, the most incredible thing is no one else on the Brewers team had multiple hits in that game and Ryan Braun had 6.
I know.
That is the weirdest thing. There is nothing like that in other sports. That's like Giannis scoring 90 and nobody else on the team having multiple baskets. It's like the weirdest.
That's how the Raptors are trying to win.
And Braun could have had 7. The left fielder robbed them of a 7th hit.
With a diving play. Yeah, exactly. That was, I really think that's one of those games that we're going to remember for a long time. And look, Ryan Braun remains the simplest player to figure out on the entire team. With Travis Shaw, why is he struggling? I'm not sure. Aguilar, what's he working on? With Ryan Braun, it is simple. Is he healthy? If the answer is yes, he produces. If that back is acting up, if the legs are acting up, you know, whatever else he is going on, you just can see it in the performance. And then, you know, okay, well, there's going to be an off day or two coming here. That is the formula for him. And obviously he was feeling good on that 18 inning game and then woke up feeling good after 6 hits and was back in there. So that was quite a performance. That was pretty much putting the team on your back. Well, and the pitching too. I mean, the bullpen deserves a lot of credit, including Taylor Williams, who, like Donnie Hart a couple days earlier, really had a huge performance. I mean, that really gutty.
But then they get sent down.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the way that the roster is managed now, the very worst thing that can happen to a reliever with options is to come in and pitch well.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. And you know what? It's We were talking to someone with the Mets, and they said one of their players actually talked about it, that maybe it was Chris Flexen, that guy who got called up and then pitched in the extra inning game, where he told somebody, like, once he came in that game, he knew he'd be gone the next day. It's very weird, but it's that's the way teams manage. And, you know, Council was trying to sell it yesterday as a health thing, protecting the health of the players. But, you know, and look, from his point of view, Taylor Williams pitched four innings. He wasn't going to be available for the next couple of days. So they bring in a fresh arm, so they don't get in a position where they have to pitch him, and they put him in a spot where he's, you know, prone to injure himself. So it's a fair point, but it is a little bit weird to think about those guys. They're trotting in from the bullpen. They know they're going to give multiple innings, and somewhere in the back of their mind, there's probably this thought, like, I'm going to play on the minor leagues tomorrow.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just, it's weird. It makes sense.
It's weird.
But it's weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
That's
weird.
How it goes. Adam, appreciate your hard work. We'll see you out at the ballpark. Find Adam McKelvey at Adam McKelvey, wherever social media handles are sold. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
See, Adam.
Are you guys coming out to see Scherzer and Strasburg the next two nights?
No, I'm coming out to see Hellickson.
Yeah,
on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll be out there.
You chose poorly.
I'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah, okay. I'll be there Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Not okay, tonight, well, there. You get a little Strasburg, and maybe you'll get a little Freddie Peralta or Birch Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we'll talk about more later in the week. Thanks, Adam.
See you guys.
Adam McKelvey joining us on the new and improved Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
God, if all phone lines could be that clear.
Yeah, phone lines could be Skype.
Yeah, we never have to worry about that
ever
again.
We'd be in business.
Yeah.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Sometime this week we got to do the, your favorite Jay Jackson moments.
Oh, yeah, Jay Jackson, DFA.
How about that? Now, that's even weirder. I mean, I think when we talk about Taylor Williams pitching four innings and it gets sent down to the minors, you pitch an inning or two with the team, and then all of a sudden, oh, we don't need you anymore. You're done. And if somebody picks you up, we're good with it. Otherwise, you're back down in the minors.
It's DFA'd.
It's a weird
situation.
Designated for assignment. You're basically cutting a guy. You used him for a couple of days, and it's like, oh, okay, well.
Well, it was like a couple of years ago. It was Ariel Pena, I think, pitched opening day and got booted.
Yeah.
Your cousin Sam Freeman was up here for a while.
And then they said, no, we don't need you.
Has been all over the place. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Do want to talk more about that 18-inning affair and the heroics of Ryan Braun. Because sometimes I still think Ryan Braun, when he does well, people are like not as pleased as they should be.
Oh, God. I thought he had a that was a throwback night for him.
Can I say something as a man? I love him.
I love him too.
The way I feel about my family, I feel about Ryan Braun.
I feel like anytime, I don't care if he's hitting 130, when Braun's at the plate, I feel like something good's going to happen. And he might strike out, but the next time he comes up, I'm still going to feel good about Ryan Braun. I never feel bad about that guy at the plate.
If you and Ryan Braun were both falling off a cliff and I can only save one,
Ryan Braun?
No, I couldn't pick. So you'd both be dead. I couldn't pick. Don't make me pick that.
You know, I would say save Ryan Braun because that's going to save the team. He's a big part of this team yet.
You're a big part of this team. You just won an award, Chuck.
We won a couple of them this weekend.
First place show.
First place show for best interview in the state.
I can't let you fall off that cliff.
Yeah, well. We're only as good as our last show. How about that?
You're so muscular, you'd probably just...
I'd break the rocks?
Yeah, the rocks would fear you. It's Chuck and Winkler, Ryan Braun, the most polarizing brewer ever. We'll talk more about that coming up next.